3, 2, 1.
This is the No Normal Show brought to you by BPD. This is where we leave all things status quo, traditional, old school, and boring in the dust. And instead, we celebrate the new, the powerful, the innovative, the future, all related to how brands can lead the way in health. Hello, hello. I am your co-host, Stephanie Weirwill, EVP of Engagement here at BPD. And I'm joined by Chris Wickline, SVP of Strategy. Hey, hey, Chris.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. You know, living the dream, living the healthcare dream here. We are excited for a news flash. There's been a lot of headlines. I think we say that every time, like so many headlines. It's so wild. And yeah, that's the truth. Here we are again. It's been a hot news cycle. I think that's what makes things fun, at least for me. So we're coming at you on Tuesday, August 6th, to take in some of those headlines on this bite-sized short news flash by No Normal episode. So we've got two headlines we're going to hit here. The first one is what has been buzzing my LinkedIn feed, at least, and news headlines, at least in the healthcare marketing world, which is around Northwell Health. And the headline here is Northwell heads to Hollywood. So if any of you all have seen this, there's some excitement from the industry, some trepidation as well, and we're going to hit all of that. The context is that New York's largest health system, Northwell Health, is opening a film studio for content that is both scripted and unscripted content. Now, if you remember, this system was part of, has done quite a bit of work in this area. They were part of the Netflix series Emergency NYC. They've also been at the center of the HBO documentary One South, Portrait of a Psych Unit. And this is not their first rodeo here, but now they're really going all in on film and content and storytelling. And so that's the gist. Chris and I both have some takes on this. Chris, I'll turn it to you first. How did you read this when you saw it?
Oh my goodness. So you're going to have to kind of check me because I could probably wax poetic for about 10 minutes. But, you know, my first reaction is, okay, kudos to you, Northwell Health, for being bold. And here's the reason that I think is that I really love this is because healthcare is so rich with storytelling, right? And it's rich with the opportunity to use storytelling to engage consumers and to change behavior. And as public trusts, which our hospitals and health systems in many ways are viewed as public trusts, we have a responsibility and an obligation to do it. And I think the irony is that in one of the most emotionally based sectors that you can, that is a topic so critical to people that so often we shy away from it. We shy away from the emotion and the storytelling and all the impact that it can have on changing behavior and making people healthier and to kind of really kind of living up to what we have the opportunity to do. I mean, there's a thousand other things. It's true to their brand. You know, I think, you know, but look, I'm going to stop there and just kind of get your reaction before we dive into kind of some of the other considerations.
Yeah, I'm also a champion of this. I mean, I think we both really have a passion around the ability for health systems and health organizations to tell bigger, bolder stories. Because to your point, who in this world should have a right to tell stories than those that are helping increase the, you know, the health quality and health span and lifespan and quality of life of populations. I mean, I think it's just absolutely beautiful and the opportunity is really rich. And certainly in our day-to-day work, we are telling amazing, bold stories. So I think we're both in the same camp here. But yes, Chris, let's talk about a little bit of what was the pushback? What was the industry I mean, at face value, if you haven't seen this story, or you might just think, "Oh, that sounds lovely." Why is there pushback? What's going on?
Well, I mean, let's start with the example of that headwell, which is, you know, a problem with our society in general. The attention span that we have is confined to a few words. Northwell Health heads to Hollywood. Right there
you go.
That's going to be, you know, hold up the lightning rod. right? So I get it. You know, I mean, we're in an industry where there are dynamics around nonprofit status. There are dynamics around 340B. There we have, you know, physicians who struggle to kind of sometimes support and understand the broader value of topics like brand. I mean, you know, there are a variety of factors that make this a more challenging choice, particularly for the critics and the naysayers, right? I mean, it is a true lightning rod. Why are we spending money on this? But again, I'd go back to the argument of, you know, I mean, are we not kind of a public trust in many ways? It's kind of the flip side. Our communities look to us as a public trust, helping us to kind of, how do we shepherd the, you know, the good health and, you know, better feels in our community. And again, Northwell's got a huge history of that on gun violence and a variety of other topics. They're being very true to them. And the flip side is, well, you know, look what this costs and, you know, healthcare run amok from those who, it reminds me of the health sex. You're going to get certain sects that are, you know, you people are firmly entrenched, and they'll use, you know, they'll use things like this to further their argument. So, okay, I need to rant over again. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, so just to set up some of the things that I saw from folks in the LinkedIn feed space, it was things like, well, wait a minute, we've been hearing for years that health systems are struggling financially. You know, Well, here, how do you have the budget? So I think that was the gist of the pushback, which actually is very much in line. To your point, Chris, we've been putting out thought leadership in this space for a while. One on the rise of the health sex, SECT, inside of Joe Public 2030, but also in terms of the value attack, which is this idea that there's been this rising narrative of health systems that they're on the wrong side of the cost equation. And in fact, that is just false for many reasons, you know. And so the biggest challenge here is, because we as an industry haven't gotten ahead of that, and we haven't been able to show here's the good that we're doing and the value we really bring to our communities, then that narrative continues. And also, you know, what I think is a good kind of misinformation check, Northwell says these films will actually be net neutral to us in terms of cost. Now, why? Because when you partner with a streaming platform, a lot of those costs, you know, are covered elsewhere. So they're trading their intellectual property rights for market access and distribution. So folks didn't read deep enough, to your point, Chris. They just took the headline and ran with it, and it helps their own agenda. But I just, the last thing I'll say here, and I'll give you anything you want to close out to, Chris, on this topic, but I think the last thing I'll say here is great ideas are polarizing. They just are. They always have been. They always will be. Yep. You have to take some risks, or else you're just going to end up, to use my grandma's phrase, milk toast, right? It's going to be so neutral. And if you're everything to everyone, then you'll be nothing to anyone. So I love that they're taking this risk and they're saying, hey, we have incredible stories to tell that will help people improve health. And we figured out a smart business way to do it. And if people didn't read deep enough to see that, that's on them.
Amen. Amen. I could talk for five more minutes, but you summed it. I mean, that's exactly. Kudos to you, Northwell.
Yeah, we love it. Okay, moving on to our second topic of the day. And we'll hit this one maybe quickly if we can to stay true to our news flash headline here. But we've talked a lot about AI, both generative AI in marketing as well as AI in healthcare on this show. And we have to keep talking about it because it is the thing of the day. But there was some news coming out of the AI and healthcare sphere that healthcare continues to push forward on the pursuit of generative AI. So there's some clinical operations side here, but there's also, I think, some really good marketing, relevant marketing pieces. So I'll just hit a few of these stats and then want to get your take on it, Chris. But in a recent survey that's been done every quarter, so starting in Q4 2023, 25% of respondents of healthcare providers and organizations said that they had implemented generative AI, and that grew to 29% in Q1 of 2024. Now there's some dynamics here, right? So a lot of these are happening with implementations through partners and third-party vendors. 59% say they're using third-party organizations and vendors to leverage this. Additionally, there's still a jury out on impact, which is not surprising given that we're in early days. So 58% believe it's producing ROI. I actually think that number is pretty high. But 58% are saying, yes, we're starting to see some ROI. And there's two key areas here, which really generative AI is being leveraged. One is clinical productivity, which we can talk more about. I think we've already talked quite a bit about on this show. And the other one is patient engagement. So I'll just leave it there, Chris. Maybe you want to add a little more context and color because you've been working in this space quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think... okay, so not surprising that we're seeing more experimentation, you know, happening. I think, you know, again, the particular areas, clinical, clinician and clinical productivity and patient member engagement, again, not terribly surprising given where we've seen all the activity. I think, you know, the big question that I have in my mind as a marketer and communicator, it's again, how are we thinking about how our organizations are using, testing, implementing this? How are we structuring our internal communications? I mean, think about the early days of EMRs, right? And EMRs coming out and, you know, all the challenges that that's created for our organizations as an example. What are the benefits? What are the barriers? How do we do change management internally within our organizations? How do we help, you know, our organizations metabolize what we're doing, the successes, the opportunities, the failures? That's the internal side of things, right? When you're dealing with use cases around clinical productivity. I think the other, consideration is, again, we've talked a little bit about it before. How are we involved with understanding patient-facing applications, testing, et cetera? Do we have a framework or a structure around how our systems are using AI, how their its benefits, you know, the focus on safety? I mean, again, some of those same things. Again, it's all about structuring kind of the message internally and being prepared, you know, to communicate that externally as well. Those are my reactions to all this.
Yeah, and I'll just double down on those. I think those are good reactions here. I think, you know, from a marketer's standpoint and or communications team, you said it really well, Chris. It is how are we thinking about the internal comms around this? There's a lot of dynamics. There's folks that are excited if there are, you know, ways to improve clinical productivity. There's folks that are really not happy about it. There's folks that may not understand the value. There's all folks here. And so I think that's where marketing and communications can really come in, is to say, okay, what are we doing operationally? And now how do we communicate about it? Same goes for patient engagement. What are we doing operationally to improve the patient experience, if anything? Maybe if not anything, then I would say this is an area where marketing can actually step in and say, hey, is there an opportunity to improve the patient experience? How can you partner with the patient experience folks? And then how do you make sure that you communicate it? Because it can be really be a differentiator for your organization, even from a brand standpoint. So, you know, while these are maybe owned by other teams, I think that there's going to be a continuing growth of the need for marketers to lean in here.
Yep. Shape the narrative.
Yeah, let's go. Okay. Well, that's our newsflash this week, and we'll wrap it there. So thank you all for listening. Thank you, Chris, for joining. I always love this. This is just a fun time, I think, for us to keep caught up and catch others up as well. So thanks for everyone joining in. You can always get a hold of us if you have headlines you see at nonormal@bpdhealthcare.com. We love it when you share the show, and keep pushing that no normal, and we'll see you next time. 3, 2, 1.